Here is Winfred Claiborne.
If not the strangest controversies in my lifetime, is the conflict over character education. I know there are differences over what constitutes character, but how could any reasonable person oppose teaching character at every level of education, from kindergarten through doctoral programs? The key term in my question is reasonable person. The American Civil Liberties Union and other radical groups are the ones who object to character education in our public schools. Anyone who thinks the ACLU is composed primarily of reasonable persons has not kept up with the unbelievable shenanigans of this unreasonable, un-American, uncivil, anti-liberty, and ungodly group. The ACLU fears the results of teaching character to our children and young people. If our children are taught character, the ACLU knows it would disappear from the face of the earth. The truth of the matter is, every school in the world teaches character. We either teach good character, that is character based on absolute standards, or we teach bad character that is determined by what appears right in our own eyes. The Old Testament describes the attitude and behavior of many of the people in the period of the judges. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Judges 17:6. If the school has no organized program of character education, it still teaches character. It teaches the children and young people that it makes no difference what they do or fail to do. Could that be one of the reasons that cheating on term papers and on examinations is rampant in most American schools, including some of our most prestigious colleges and universities? Could that explain why thousands and thousands of our teenage girls become pregnant every year, and hundreds of thousands of Americans contract sexually transmitted diseases? Could it also explain why violence has destroyed so many of our young people? Pat Williams, Senior Vice President of the NBA's Orlando Magic, has written a popular style book dealing with character. His book has the title, American Scandal, The Solution for the Crisis of Character. Williams outlines the basic values of AmSouth Bank. Do more than is expected. Improve someone's life. Make a difference. Make time for people. If something's wrong, make it right. Do the right thing. Page 45. Pat Williams quotes these words from Mark Twain. Always do right. This will gratify some people and astonish the rest. Page 64. Perhaps it would be appropriate at this time to discuss what we mean by character. Oz Guinness's book, When No One Sees, The Importance of Character in an Age of Image, says President Eisenhower listed the following qualities of a good leader: vision, integrity, courage, understanding, the power of articulation, and profundity of character. Page 13. Dr. Guinness offers the following observations on the meaning of character. The indelible stamp on a person beneath all masks, poses, disguises, and social veneers. Put differently, character is a variation on three recurring motifs: core, consistency, and cost. Character, then, is what we are when no one sees but God. Page 16. In another of his excellent books, Character Counts, Leadership Qualities in Washington, Wilberforce, Lincoln, and Solzhenitsyn, Dr. Guinness argues, just as a nation's constitution expresses its fundamental character and makeup, so a person's character expresses most deeply what constitutes him or her as a unique individual. Page 12. Dr. Guinness quotes James Q. Wilson, the distinguished American criminologist, as saying, there is a growing awareness that a variety of public problems could only be understood and perhaps addressed if they are seen as arising out of a defect in character formation. Page 22. Mike Huckabee became lieutenant governor of Arkansas in 1993 and governor in 1996 after his predecessor was convicted in the infamous Whitewater investigation. His book, Character is the Issue, How People with Integrity Can Revolutionize America, quotes Bill Clinton as saying, "Character is not the issue." Page 1. Governor Huckabee affirms, "What it all comes down to, though, is that people of good, godly character make good, godly laws." Page 2. Both houses of Arkansas legislature passed a bill that mandates character education. What does that mean for the children and young people of Arkansas? The governor explains, "Teach them the simple things that most of us learned when we were at home as toddlers. How to be on time, how to be attentive, how to be respectful. Things like forgiveness, kindness, generosity. Not so much religious values, but character values. Character qualities that are hardly arguable, but are most needed in our culture today." Page 185. There is much more in Governor Huckabee's book that is of great value, but I shall not take the time today to discuss it. Dr. Thomas C. Reeves, professor of history at the University of Wisconsin, Parkside, has exposed the immoral behavior of the former president, John F. Kennedy, in his very disturbing book, A Question of Character, A Life of John Kennedy. Dr. Reeves observes, "Americans tend to equate good looks with intelligence, sensitivity, self-confidence, independence, poise, competence, and good character." Page 2. He accuses President Kennedy of abusing his high position for personal gratification. His reckless liaisons with women and mobsters were irresponsible, dangerous, and demeaning of the office of chief executive. Page 418. Dr. Reeves recommends that Americans find and elect people of high moral character, as well as intelligence and experience. Page 420. Dr. Reeves wrote a really outstanding book with the title, The Empty Church, The Suicide of Liberal Christianity. Every preacher and every other religious leader in the nation should read his book. Dr. Reeves quotes Meg Greenfield of Newsweek magazine as saying concerning men and women who run for public office, "The kind of people they are, their values, their strong points, their weaknesses, their intelligence, their characteristics as people, in short, is what makes them good or bad at public office. It is everything." Pages 8 and 9. I wonder if the same principles apply to Meg Greenfield and her allies in the press. Jesse Lee Peterson, whom you may have seen on television, is a dynamic black preacher from California. His book, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, outlines many problems within the black community. A few excerpts from Peterson's book will help us understand some of the heartaches we face in our great nation. He accuses Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, and other black leaders of lying about why many blacks are in trouble today. Page 9 of the introduction. Peterson provides many examples of the trouble many black families face in our nation. Today, by most measures, the black family is in shambles. Black communities are drug-infested. Single parenthood is the norm, and crime is rampant in the black areas of our major cities. Page 11 of the introduction. Peterson affirms, and I wholeheartedly agree, the most important aspect of a good leader is character. Peterson and the organization he founded, Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, promote character through after-school programs. One of their textbooks is Booker T. Washington's famous book, Up from Slavery, pages 12 and 13. Peterson's book certainly has a message for both blacks and whites in our culture. He knows, and we should know, that character, as Governor Mike Huckabee affirms, is the issue. Without character, no nation can survive. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Nobel laureate, was one of the most influential writers of the 20th century. in his outstanding book, Unspeakable, Facing Up to Evil in an Age of Genocide and Terror, Dr. Oz Geddes quotes these words from Solzhenitsyn. It was only when I lay there on rotting prison straw that I sensed within myself the first stirrings of good. Gradually it was disclosed to me that the line separating good and evil passes not through states, nor between classes, nor between political parties either, but right through every human heart, and through all human hearts. Page 160. Did Solzhenitsyn know what Paul told the church at Rome? For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Solzhenitsyn's comments and Paul's inspired statesmen show how vital it is for parents, churches, and other institutions to teach character education. The chief responsibility for cultivating character in our children must be the homes of America. We cannot and must not try to shift the responsibility to the churches or to the schools. All churches must be concerned about the moral and spiritual values of our children and young people, but they cannot replace the homes in teaching our children right and wrong. Schools must be monitored to learn if they are teaching rebellion against parents and against society. Schools are limited in what they can teach, but they must not counteract what parents teach their children. Parents must also be concerned about what their children see on television, in the movies, and on the Internet. God will hold parents accountable for teaching their children and for being examples of good character. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.